This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, sign up for the email blast, sign up for text alerts, right? If you head to the website, how easy it is to sign up for the blast. If you head over to the website, if you want a text alert, just text TRS to 77222. That simple. So, there is so much, I mean, I can't even get it out of my mouth. There's so much going on. I want to wrap up some of the stories of the week. I want to talk about some of the crazy stuff that's going on today. Laura Ingraham, she did an interview with the president. And, you know, it's really interesting. And see, there I go, jumping right into it. I don't really care, though. I'm going to jump into it anyway. All right, so it's really interesting that you could, President Trump gets in front, potentially, you know, losing hundreds of American lives, even one American life isn't worth it. And he's a bad guy. Right? Trump takes out one of the, well, probably the worst terrorists on the planet at this point. Right? Not a civilian casualty. And they have a problem with it. Obama launched an airstrike on a wedding to take out one guy. He took out 37 women and children in the process. They didn't call to impeach him. They didn't tell Obama that he'd have a right to do that. I mean, come on. Anybody with me here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, you know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being what I like to say is part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution. This is craziness at a whole new level, don't you think? There isn't anything that Trump, I know I just jumped right in, didn't I? There isn't anything that Trump's going to be able to do, not do, might do, kind of do, that they aren't going to go nuts over. We already know this. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi, 2011, we talked about this earlier in the week, and I said, look, she had no problem with it at one point in time when it was the Barackster.
Madam Leader, you're saying that the president did not need authorization initially and still does not need any authorization from Congress on Libya?
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you all very much.
You see what I'm saying? It was okay when they did it. It was okay for them to do it. But when President Trump does it, it has a whole different meaning because, see, he hates people. And because he hates, I don't know, terrorists, he calls them animals, he thinks they're disgusting human beings. Well, you can't kill them without, you know, approval from the government. Well, from Congress, actually. You know, for those of you people who think that, what's the big deal? So the Democrats get a little power, a little control, we'll see what. Well, let me tell you what. If you really want to see what this country would look like, run by a bunch of loons known as Democrats. And again, so we're clear. I'm not talking about every Democrat. I've got some Democrat friends that are great. Good people. Good, honest workers. Good people. But, man, the fact that they won't even pay attention to what's going on at the state level, what these people are doing, really bothers me. So California has a new household water rationing law. You can already tell it's bad, right? The minute you say California has a new law, you know it's bad. Really that simple. And, you know, we're going to have Xander give up later on. And right now, there's no way to monitor an individual indoor usage, nor is there a way to separate the indoor watering from outdoor watering. So California's got this new law that you can only use 55 gallons of water per day per person. All right, let this sink in for a second. If you do the numbers, that is one shower, one load of laundry a day. Now, not that you do a load of laundry every day. I get that. Now, the California voters have approved more than $30 billion in water bonds, and it's provided absolutely no new water storage. And there is water rationing on the horizon. The whole idea behind the bonds was so they would build storage facilities. Did they do it? Nope, that'll work. Now, the publication spoke to a water expert by the name of Christy Diner, because she's been looking into this for years. She's been tracking this for years. She said in 1 year, 2019, which spans from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019, an amount of water equal to a year's supply for 275 million people flowed under the Golden Gate Bridge and out to the Pacific Ocean. Okay? Because we can't trap the fresh water. We can. We have the money. We have the technology. We can make it happen. They're too busy stealing the money, though. Yeah, Newsom is stealing the money for other projects that have nothing to do with this. So they tax us for one thing. They call that a bait and switch. And then he uses it for something totally different. So rather than build new major reservoirs to store this water, capture it as it melts from the mountains, right? I mean, seriously, when you think about all the rains that we had, and we're going to capture all this water that Mother Nature gives us for free. California continually, right, the eco-freaks, they continually get in the way, and they've even used the courts to block putting dam shovels in the ground. In fact, lawmakers recently enacted their own expensive and ineffective solution. You want to know what that is? You're going to have to come back, because this is nuts. I mean, crazy nuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface. surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of CGN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And I sure appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Really? Mean that? We've just got so much going on. It's so much fun I can have tonight. We were talking about the water bill, or the water law, whatever it is, the water debacle in California. And they've been, you know, they've been having a water drought crisis for 20 years now, 30 years, whatever. And it just seemed to, you know, in the last decade, it's gotten even worse. And part of that is because they keep passing these bills, these laws, these tax levies, whatever you want to call them. And then they keep raiding the fund, so they can't build what they need to build to hold the water. Now, in the last 30 years, I think they've passed three different water bonds. They totaled more than $30 billion. Now, part of this was to catch the water runoff from the mountains, from the snowpacks. And then find a way to get it to Southern California. But they've collected all this money, and they've built none, nil, zippo, nothing, not a one catch basin for this water. And in the year 2019, they allowed more than enough water, more than enough ample water for a year's supply for 275 million people. And they let it just, fresh water, flow out to the sea. Because the eco-freaks won't let you reroute it or catch it. So instead, we'll just let everything else die in the cities, die in the suburbs because we can't water like we're supposed to, like we need to. We'll let people run around stinking, right? And you know what? Maybe you can get 5 days out of your underwear from now on. I don't know, because you're not going to be able to wash them that often. And then how do they, what is there, water police? What are they going to do? But here's the deal. At some point in time, they start fining you. And the fines aren't cheap. Now, they have two standards. One is indoor, one is outdoor. I don't know how they're going to measure the outdoor. They're going to come out and see if you're growing fruits and vegetables and how much water you need and how much you produce and whether it's worth it or not. I don't know. I don't understand. Now, it's set right now to 55 a day, 55 gallons per day per person. They're going to get it down to 50 by 2030. And it doesn't really kick into effect. I mean, full effect into 2022. But who's going to decide how much water you need? And is there like a whistleblower, water teller on her or something? I don't even know. And they say they have to try to make water conservation a way of life. How does this make water conservation a way of life? I mean, forcing, dictating to what somebody can do and can't do doesn't make it a way of life. Doesn't work that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Making sure that, that you truly are involved, engaged, and knowledgeable. If you're not knowledgeable about these issues, please don't chime up on them. Right? I don't know. This stuff, it drives me. Did anybody see the story about Booker, by the way? Cory Booker. Remember him? Right? I mean, this guy really thinks he has a chance. Let's put it that way. And Booker said this impeachment trial, I don't know. It might be a problem. Why? Could hurt his campaign. How much more hurt can he get? Does he even register right now? Is he registering anywhere with any kind of numbers? He spoke to in Washington the other day, and he said, hey, look, with the looming impeachment trial and other pressing issues in Washington, this could be a big, big blow to my presidential campaign. I wouldn't be able to go to Iowa like nobody else would, right? Now, Booker's one of five senators running for the nomination for president. We all know that. And, they're coming up on the First in the Nation caucus. And if you think about this, these guys, right, they are the jurors, if you would. The Senate is the jurors for the impeachment process. Now, I don't know why we're playing this game. I mean, seriously. All they have to do is fill out a piece of paper and leave it there, guilty. Because they already know how they're going to vote. They're not going to listen to anything. The witnesses won't mean anything to them. The only witnesses they're going to believe are the witnesses that speak against Trump. So I don't know what makes them think or believe for a second. Or any. Look, I'm not making fun of some of the people listening. I don't know if any of you, I hope that none of you believe that this is really going to be fair and balanced. These people have already made up their minds along party lines for the most part.
You know, really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, let me just bring him on. Wingman Larry, you're on. I appreciate you calling. I touched on this earlier, how nobody got mad. Nobody got upset about Obama, you know, killing 37 innocent civilians.
When no, under Obama's direction,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But then when, so now they're all upset and they want to limit Trump's war powers, and under the guise that he's untrustworthy and, oh, we need to, we don't want him getting us into a war. But I the other side to it. I don't think they care about America. They prove that. So it's not so much that. It's the fact that he looks good getting this done, doing the right thing, and he stole their thunder again. Oh, we missed the boat again. Look at that. We got to do something about that.
Yep.
Maybe that could be it.
No, you're exactly right. No, I think you're exactly right. I think again, he's done something good. Look, the economy's doing well. The market is up. They've got nothing to throw at him. Absolutely. It's got to be frustrating as all get out, doesn't it?
I mean, every corner they turn, there he is with a big smile on his face. And, I'll guess you.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate your time. All right, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We're just doing all the wrap-ups and all the crazy stories of the week. And there's a lot of them. Back in a few minutes. You listen to Real Sight. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The president has been very clear We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Please answer the question.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
All right, enjoy
me.
It for another second or two.
Like the fella
Notice I said second or two. Joe Messina, your host, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Seriously. And you need to be part of the solution. Don't just spew party line stuff. Make sure you do a little homework. Check it out on your own. Make sure what I'm telling you is true. Make sure what everybody's telling you is true. Just don't run around telling, regurgitating it like it's gospel truth because you heard it on the station where you trust people. I mean, you can feel comfortable saying, I did it the other night, you know, where I heard something was going on. I'll let you guys know I only heard this. I don't know if it's true, but it sounds like something this person would say. Totally different. You know, the if you missed a caller, he was talking about something I just went through myself. And I said, it's really interesting how Trump takes out the bad guy. Truly, truly the bad guy. Everybody knew he was bad. Everybody knows, knew, understands he was bad. Killing people. Killing Americans. And they're upset because, you know, Trump's a hater and he might have killed him for hate reasons. Not because he slaughtered 600 plus Americans. No. Has to be because Trump hates him. Obama launches an airstrike on a wedding. Again, he takes out 37 women and children. Women and children. Hello, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage? There wasn't any. Right? In the process. And there was not this kind of outrage. They covered for him. They show you what it is. You know, they scream and yell that what the president does is dangerous because it brings all this negativity down the press. He doesn't bring anything down. You do it to yourself. You are so blatantly, openly biased and a bunch of liars, he's right, that it's so simple. Your approval rating is pretty much less than Congress, and that's pretty bad. Very few people believe what mainstream media tells them. I frankly hope they keep it up. I really do, because maybe it'll start people on the left start doing their own homework, taking a look at what's going on, what's being sold to them, what's being told to them, and it will be a whole different animal, which is what it should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I started to tell you the story about, you know, Trump being interviewed by Laura Ingraham. And the Dems are saying this isn't true, but since I don't believe them, it doesn't matter.
Now, it was asked what was specifically targeted. Trump says, we'll probably tell you that it was going to be an embassy in Baghdad. Now, when she pressed him some more, whether large-scale attacks were planned or other embassies or what have you, the president said, I can reveal that I believe it probably would have been four embassies. All right? I mean, that's simple. The American embassy in Baghdad had already been attacked in New Year's. Right? And think about that. So the American embassy is being an American embassy, American soil, American people are being attacked. This president takes immediate action to get help there for them. Right? What did it take the Obama administration when Benghazi was being attacked? 13 hours? 13 plus? And he's a hero. He's a good guy. He's the admired guy. They must be going crazy over that new poll that showed, what was it, the most admired men in America? Trump and Obama are tied for first. 18% and 18%. The American embassy in Baghdad had already been attacked on New Year's Eve when the demonstration stormed the compound. See, that's when I would have had, like, I don't know, machine guns on the roof. Just start picking them off. There's been a confusion over whether additional attacks were being planned in the embassy after Trump told reporters on Thursday that the U.S. killed Soleimani because they were looking to blow up our embassy. Oh, they, you know, again, the bits and pieces I've been reading and looking at, they were looking for a lot more than just an embassy. The administration has repeatedly said that the strike was an act of self-defense to prevent what it had described as an imminent threat. Listen, it's self-defense if you keep him from killing somebody 2 or 3 months down the road. This guy, he was not on a peace mission, as San Francisco Dave tried to tell us yesterday. All right? I mean, come on, give me a break. Why would you go on a peace mission by breaking the law, going to a city you're not supposed to be in, and traveling how you're not supposed to travel? Yeah, it was part of the agreement. We had specific information on an imminent threat, and that threat's stream included attacks on U.S. embassies. He said, look, full stop, get everybody out there. Let's take care of this now. Right? And again, let's go back to why didn't he tell Congress? Are you out of your mind? I mean, the president made fun of Schiff about how he would call somebody or something would happen. That wasn't a funny joke. He was serious. Schiff, Pelosi, any one of those guys would have told our enemy what we were doing. Because Trump cannot succeed. Isn't it sad when Obama got elected and people were saying, you know, idiots on my side were saying, well, I hope he doesn't succeed. I hope he blows it. No, because if he blows it, if he goes bad, if he goes sideways, so does the country. The same thing with Trump. Why would you pray for Trump to go bad? My Christian friends, come on. I want to hear you guys say that. Why would a Christian pray or not pray? First of all, the Bible tells us to pray. So how's this? If you don't pray for the president, whether you like him or not, then you're being disobedient to God. Good luck with that. I prayed for Obama. Didn't like the guy at all. But the Bible doesn't tell me to like him. The Bible tells me I have to love him, like Jesus loved the church, and I have to pray for him. Those two things. I can do that. But why is it my Christian brothers and sisters can't do it with Trump? I don't understand. I mean, he's not, you know, you keep calling him Hitler. You have no problem doing that. Shows you how high of a ignorance level you have. How many Jews has he killed? How many Jews has he gassed? How many countries has he taken over? Just asking. Right? So it doesn't make, what you call him, how you make him, doesn't make any sense. During the interview with Ingram, the president was also asked about whether the Iraqi backlash to Soleimani strike could lead to U.S. troops leaving Iraq. He said, I'm okay with it. I mean, seriously, look, I said it the other night. I stand by it today. Pull out the troops. Have them just outside the just outside the borders. Right? Don't let them out. Say, no, you don't want us in? No problem. You stay there, you fight at your own, you clean up your own, you ain't getting out because we don't want you in other countries.
goes on to say that I think it's ridiculous, Trump said, that she should have sent them a long time ago. It just belittles the process. Nancy Pelosi will go down as the least successful Speaker of the House in the history of our nation. I believe it. And she should. She's done, look at, she's done nothing. Actually, although she's a little bit better than the Republicans that were first voted in Congress when President Trump took office. Those guys were useless. You know, if you remember, we've had a few pundits on, if you would. But Dr. Gerard Lomero came on, and I said, what happened? I thought we were going to keep Congress. He said, yeah, well, you got rid of the rhinos. You got rid of the people that didn't get behind Trump. You know, many of you are working on an election right now. You've got an election coming up in your area, your state, whatever, for Congress people. Excuse me, congressmen, congresswomen, whatever, congressistians, whatever it is. And some of the previous occupants of those seats are running again all over the country. Some of the ones that lost in, I think it was 18, right? You know, some that are lackluster Republicans, they're not really conservatives, they've done some really stupid stuff. Don't vote for them. Why bother? Especially if they're not going to get behind Trump. Look, here's the deal. Whether you like him, you don't like him, you don't like the way he speaks, you don't like the way he carries himself, look at what's truly going on in this country. Do not believe the left when they tell you that our relationships overseas are terrible. No, they were terrible under Obama. They are not terrible under Trump. You know why? Because those other leaders know where they stand with him. They don't have to second guess with him. They don't try to have to figure out where he's coming from. Real big difference. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen in real time on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good.
Hey, my music. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what you really want to be. You want to be part of the solution, okay? Now, I've got so much I want to get through. I'm not going to get through it. I'm going to try like heck, but I'm not going to get through it, right? I think I told you that President Trump was with Laura Ingraham, did an interview with her, and was talking about the threats, why they took this guy out, and why they had to do it like now. I wouldn't have said anything to Congress. And I shouldn't say that. Maybe, I would try to find two or three people that I could trust on the other side. I know that'd be tough. It might take them a few weeks to do it. But I would find somebody I could trust on the other side, and I would let them know what's going on. And then if it started to get leaked out, you know exactly who did it, number one. You know you couldn't trust any of them. But really, the bottom line with it is you can't trust them not to leak it, but not because of any other reason other than they hate President Trump. It's not because they hate America, but they hate President Trump. That's what the problem is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, he goes on to say, or Trump goes on to say, that we had specific information on an imminent threat that included attacks on a few embassies in the U.S.
When later asked what he meant by imminent, he responded it was going to, like, it's going to happen. Doesn't matter what you think is going to happen. So we had specific information. That doesn't mean like it's general. There was just some buzzing going on and they figured it out at some point in time. Now, when you talk about the backlash about from Soleimani or about Soleimani, really what is the backlash? Do you really believe that all those people, all the ones there in Iran that went to his funeral went there because they really were heartbroken that he was killed? Or do you think they went there because they didn't want to be beheaded for not going? Right? Remember when, you know, in North Korea, every time something happens, have you ever seen anybody on the face of the planet cry like those people cry with how many there are in the crowds? They have to. Again, these people just constantly, it constantly amazes me that people even believe this stuff. And then when Nancy Pelosi, you know, in the interview, Nancy Pelosi came up, obviously. I think it's ridiculous, Trump said. Joe says he thinks it's ridiculous. Most people think it's ridiculous. Send the papers. Let the trial begin. Let's get this thing over with. And for the Dems to say that we're not going to get a fair shake, that is just classic. That is just rich. We would have loved to get a fair shake, too. That would have been nice as well. And even so, you know, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, this week he said that he would be willing to testify at the impeachment trial if they call on him. But, you know, here's the thing. They say that the president doesn't want these people because they've got information. No. Think of the precedent this would send, right, for future presidents. That's why the Dems can't think past their elbows. Think about what this does to future presidents. You're not going to have any privacy on the phones, right? You're not going to have any privacy in the conversations you have with high-ranking officials. If high-ranking officials can be brought in to talk about conversations that they had with the president and the discharging of his duties, this is going to be a problem. They're not going to be able to do anything. And if any one of you, and you know, it's not white supremacy, but it definitely is a white line of thinking. If you really believe that no president has backed the president of, no U.S. president has backed or put the pressure on presidents of other countries to get something they want before they got money or help from us, you are living in fantasy land. You have bought a permanent ticket to Disneyland because this is done all the time. You know, New York City, we jokingly talk about how corrupt it is, who you have to pay for what. You ain't building those buildings without unions and elected officials getting behind you, and they don't get behind you because they just think you're a nice guy. Right? Doesn't work that way. That's why I think we have to have a shakeup in this country, and it's more than just, political, if you would. There's a reality behind what we've become, what we're allowing, what we're doing. I find it rich when parents, you get all upset, you're nuts about what's going on at the school levels, what the schools are teaching your kids. Who did you vote for? And before you went and took it out on somebody, did you check and see how that person you voted for voted on that particular item that you can't stand? Or that you think is off? Do you hold their feet to the fire? We've got Democratic legislators in California that have decided that parents aren't smart enough to figure out what school to send their kids to. Or that their parents should even have a school choice. Look, I'm a trustee of a large public school district, and I believe in charters, and I believe in private schools, and I believe in homeschooling. You know why? Because the public schools don't always do a good job. There are some districts that are great. There are some districts that should be shut down. And it's the only system in government, or other than jail, but it's the only system in government that you really don't have a choice in. Your son or daughter, based on where you live, would have to go, right, by law, has to go to the school in their district, in their area, where they live. Because that's technically where the tax money's going, right?
If you try to take your kid out of that school and put them somewhere else, and you don't live in that area, you could go to jail, you could get fined, you could be arrested. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, again, when it comes to education, you're back to the... So when these Democrats say they care about your kids, and yet they're pumping up... Think about the schools. Now, you probably, if you live in an area with good schools, God bless, good for you. But if you live in an area where the schools are questionable, look at your tax bill. Find out what you're paying that district per pupil, a student. Find out, you know, what it's costing you to have an education system. And it'll make you crazy. It'll drive you out of your mind. But you vote them in, and you keep voting them in. It's like, you know, I keep hearing about the woes of San Francisco. The FBI now says it is the number one highest, you know, what do they call them, smash and grab places, whatever, in the country. Number one. And I know, I don't care. You San Franciscans, you deserve it. You voted them in. And you keep voting them in. And you don't hold their feet to the fire. And you keep bringing them back. Why should we have to pay? Why should the federal government come in there? Well, Newsom doesn't want the government in there. He just wants them to give him money. Why should our tax dollars go to cleaning up your mess that you created because you keep voting for the wrong people? It's the same thing with the health. You know, again, I know, Joe. Joe's cold-hearted. I got it. I can live with it, all right? But you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day. You drink a bottle of whiskey a day. All you eat is cheeseburgers, french fries, and soda pop. And then you've got some kind of rare disease in your 50s and 60s, and you want us to pay for you for the next 20 years because you couldn't eat anything alive in your lives. You couldn't put a vegetable in your mouth. Now, life is sacred. I got it. But again, this is what the Democrats have stood for years. They're a party of non-responsibility. And it doesn't matter. We're supposed to take care of everybody no matter what they do. And it doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I started to go down the road. I'm probably going to run out of time and not get to it. But I said to you guys, if you want to see how this country would run under Democrat rule, look at California. It's crazy here. The laws they enact, the things that they push, I told you earlier about the water bill that you could end up getting fined like $1,000 a day over for using too much water. Right? I mean, you can jail somebody or fine somebody, a waiter or waitress, service person, I guess is what they're called, for giving you a plastic straw or giving you a glass of water without you asking for it. I go to one place, every time I go in there, I get water and lemon. I get it all the time. It's all I ever get. I go in there frequently. And every time I go in there, you know what the server has to ask me? Do you want water? Can't just put it down. They can't just bring it to you. You have to say yes. Can't bring you a plastic straw. Got to be paper. Right? I mean, seriously. You know, California has decades and decades and decades of failed promises. Right? I won't say promises. Failed processes. Failed policies that the Democrats have brought to the table. Look at the state that we're in. And yet Democrats are asking you to elect them to federal seats. Elect them back into state seats. God, you can't smoke enough crack to make that happen. From Senior Hellish, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. You know how it goes. Check us out at TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.